not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
www.underfire.org/forums.
Welcome to Under Fire Radio. This is Shada, and that's Natalie.
I am Natalie.
Bet nobody was expecting that.
No. So, Shada, tell me what's going on in the world of overseas.
Of overseas? We have bird flu. That's fun.
That's awesome. Just don't bring it over here.
Well, you know, the terrorists, they get everywhere.
This is true.
So what are we talking... No, come on. Huh. Go on.
I'm going. So, did you have anything you wanted to talk about before we got started?
No, not really.
Okay, well, you're interesting then.
Okay. I'm not very interesting. I'm a girl, but I'm not very interesting.
Well, for most listeners, that's enough.
Yes.
So... Alrighty then. First of all, let's go with the email, which we have none of.
Is that surprising?
Very. I mean, we have so much email, it's hard to keep track. Haha.
Does actually anybody use the message board recently?
Yes. We could go over there and read something, I suppose.
Yeah, because I signed up, and I haven't really used it recently.
Well...
Mostly because I, like, have a job and stuff.
Some of us don't, though. Wait, no, I did get a job, but... Anyway.
You did get a job.
I did.
Have you started yet?
No, I start the 17th, actually. I went and had lunch there today, though.
Is it good food or bad food or...
Oh, it had the best fish in the world. It was this Cajun fish.
Mm-hmm.
It was a trout, I believe. Mm. I have never had fish that good, though. So, I was very surprised. It was like, yummy.
I'm not a big fan of trout.
Well, my family doesn't eat a whole lot of fish, or, well, anything interesting, really. So I try to try different things anytime we go somewhere. And this
week, aren't you on a landlocked state, though?
No.
You're not? You have sea?
Yes, on the east side.
What state are you in again?
Now, that would just be revealing. South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, I always forget, you know, foreign countries, I don't have to learn your geography.
Well, if it helps you any, America has the lowest average grade in geography classes.
Well, I would imagine you have quite low grades generally, but I'm not going to be prejudiced about Americans. You're all very nice.
Hey.
And, and very sexy.
There you go.
Very sexy indeed.
Thank you very much.
Especially in comparison to British males, they're not very attractive at all, so...
I bet I have more of a tan than them, too. Haha.
Yeah, probably. We're very white over here.
I've heard. We're going to have to get you into the sun, miss.
Yeah, do you know what? I keep meaning to, but then, you know, I start scaring off small children with my whiteness, so...
This is true. You could go start swimming. I bet you couldn't scare the water away.
I'd do a good job trying, though. So, has actually anybody actually posted on this board? You've added parts.
Yes, I did add a couple of parts. I plan on adding more things, I just haven't thought of it yet.
You have a Windows section. Why have you got a Windows section?
Because Windows is the best operating system on this planet. Hopefully that'll spark some hate mail.
Yes, you don't have a Mac part, though.
Oh, you're right, I don't. I should probably put that on there.
That's kind of prejudiced.
Yes, that's because some of us despise Macintosh.
Why?
Not me.
Is it because you can't get certain games on it, or...?
Oh, no. I just didn't think about it. When I think of operating systems, I think Linux and Windows.
Hi.
Although I would love to get a Mac, so if you feel like donating to my cause, donate on the website.
Everybody loves donations.
Yes.
I also have a PayPal account. But I don't solicit. I would never abuse the user base of the internet by asking for money.
Oh, I would. Haha.
You would. I wouldn't. I try and make people come around to that decision by themselves.
Oh, that's no fun. Come on.
Hmm. Well, maybe. Okay. Are you still running ads on underfire.org at
yes.
all? Because
yes.
I have AdBlock. I don't see them.
Yes, we have them. We have AdSense.
Is it you making much money from it?
Not at all.
Not at all.
We make about 30 cents a week at the moment, I believe. Something like that.
That's
so,
not too
I
bad.
Mean, while that would be really good in, like, a third world country, in America, I prefer, you know, the $20 an hour kind of job.
Hmm. Well, you know, at the end of the year, you'll have enough for, like, a pint of beer or maybe...
But I'm not 21, I can't get that. Maybe I'll get a candy bar instead.
Hmm. Or, some root beer.
There you go.
You know, I actually had root beer when I was in San Diego last year, and it wasn't that good.
You guys don't have it there?
No, we have many things that you don't have, and you have many things that we don't have.
How do you not have root beer? That is a classic drink.
Maybe because we don't have roots. I don't know.
Well, I suppose that could be a very reasonable thing.
Yes. What is it actually made of? Is it like...
It used to be made of roots. I don't know what it's made of now.
But what kind of roots? Tree roots?
Beer roots, duh.
I didn't know beer had roots.
You're English, you don't know a lot of things.
That's very true.
Ooh, owned.
Ah, well.
I'm just joking.
That's
Forgive
a good
me.
Thing, otherwise I would have to come over there and hit you very hard in your arm.
I'm sure you would.
And give you a big bruise.
I've already got a bruise on my arm. For all those listeners out there, I went paintballing yesterday for the first time in a while. I've got a huge welt right on my bicep.
So you didn't win then?
You know, that huge muscular bicep right there.
Yes, because Shada has muscles.
Indeed.
I have seen them. They are very impressive.
Or wait, even better. Hold on. There we go.
Sexy.
Alright, so let's go ahead and get started, I suppose.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and do a news segment. Stop downloading stuff. Basically, Charter Communications sent out, or is now more, or, I'm sorry, I should just, okay, I'm starting over, new segment. Stop downloading stuff. Alright, HBO is now sending out notices to people they find downloading stuff from their lineup through BitTorrent or whoever they can find, really. I found a documentation of a guy getting a letter because he was downloading an episode of The Sopranos.
Hmm.
And HBO apparently went through Charter Communications, this guy's internet provider, and told them that they needed to cancel it. However, they sent to him, don't do it again, or they'll have to cancel it. Same thing.
Cancel it, yes.
Okay. Yes.
That's extreme.
So, I've actually heard of a couple of cases of this. In fact, somebody who we have had on the show in the past, not this season, but the last season, I'm not going to mention which episode, but somebody that's been on the show in the past has actually had their internet canceled. I don't know. They might have just gotten a letter. But either way. So it's obviously not a small epidemic. So either stop downloading TV shows or find another way.
We could just switch internet providers.
Yeah, but most... here in the US of A, the cable companies are very few and far between.
Mm.
So you really only have one choice for cable.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah, they're actually working on a bill at the moment, trying to get it passed, to where the cable providers actually have to expand into each other's territories.
Yeah.
so that there will be competition.
Well, competition is good, but...
Yes, because as of now, it's like everybody's segregated into their own little areas. Like, you've got Charter, then you've got Cox, then you've
Cox.
Got...
Sorry.
Who you converted woman. who did I have back in Florida?
Dead air.
Whoever I had. I don't remember who it was. Whatever.
Yeah, you do tend to... I mean, I spend a lot of time in IRC, so, I mean, you do tend to sort of see different American things pop in every now and again, and it's kind of sort of all segregated off. And that's quite disturbing in a way. I mean, here, we've got...
Yes. It's kind of like a... not a centralized... No. What's the opposite of centralized?
Decentralized.
A decentralized monopoly, I guess.
I mean, here, there's something quite similar. BT, we have two main internet providers would be BT and Blue Yonder, and I'm on Blue Yonder. But BT have recently been cancelling the internet accounts of certain people that are downloading like huge and huge amounts, like hundreds and hundreds of gigabytes of stuff per month, which is obviously going over their limit. You okay there, dear?
Excuse me.
No? Are you dying?
No. I've got cervical cancer. Excuse me.
That's something I'll never have. But anyway, as I was saying, they've caught out a bunch of people that have been downloading 300, 400 gigabytes of stuff a month. Now, I can't imagine... I mean, I download a lot, but of course it's all legally. And I can't ever imagine downloading that much of TV shows or movies or whatever per month.
That is an insane amount.
But they're sort of either they're cracking down on it big time here. So. They always have to ruin our fun, damn authorities. But it's kind of ridiculous, really, because a lot of what they're doing is. I mean, we don't get TV shows over here at the same time that you do. So, everybody...
I know, that's because
of time
difference.
Yes, of course, but also because, you know, I mean, at the moment, we don't even have the season 2 of Lost, yet the rest of the world is already watching it. So, we lose out, and yet we get prosecuted for downloading something that's not even available in our country, and it's just... It makes my head hurt.
You see, it's kind of like if you were to download root beer. Come on, what would happen then?
I would be repulsed by the taste.
Either that, or your computer would break from the moisture. But
yes, well, it would depend where the moisture would go. I mean, there could always be a special root beer line.
Yeah, but no. They just don't have those yet.
Thank God.
Yes.
It would be quite
Or Buddha.
Or Allah, or whatever. Or yourself.
Or Raw.
Or whatever.
A television star.
Yes.
And we all know your God would qualify as George Clooney.
No. I don't. I'm on a real. I don't like white men. Trip right now. So don't even mention George Clooney to me. So racist, isn't it?
I know.
If there are any hot Asian men out there right now, I am single and I am taking applications for a boyfriend. That was the whole point of me doing the show. Just so you know, Shada.
From yes. Why didn't I know this?
Because blatantly I'm here to use men.
I actually don't think we have any Asian listeners.
You never know.
I'm sorry. Well, I've been looking at our stats, and we don't really have anything from Asia. We've got a couple of things from England, and...
Because Asian people don't live in America.
I never said... Hey, I said we've got some from England, and then the rest are from America.
Oh dear. Moving on. My news
so,
bit.
Your news
oh,
bit.
Oh, right, okay.
Go.
Well, I had to search extensively for these figures. So, I kind of wanted to talk about how Microsoft is being a bit owned in Japan figures-wise. I mean, I read a lot of GoNintendo.com because I'm a big Nintendo fan, and every once in a while, I'd say, it's usually every week, but I haven't seen it recently, they publish figures of sales of consoles in Japan, which is obviously the hub of everything that is cool and awesome, and they know what's going on, aside from us paltry Westerner people. So, last week, they published figures for consoles, and the top console selling thing is the DS Lite, which is obvious because it's out new and everybody's buying portable gaming right now. But what's interesting is that the Xbox 360 is kind of in the middle of that list. It's actually being outsold by the Game Boy Advance SP, which is quite an old console. And I've had mine for a couple of years. And you wouldn't actually think people would be buying them now with the DS being out, but let alone with new consoles like the PSP and that kind of thing. So, yes, that's quite interesting. The figures, if anybody's actually interested in the numbers, is the DS Lite sold about 150,000. I can't think of the word to describe it right now. 150,000 items. Whereas the Game Boy Advance SP sold about 6,700 items, and the Xbox 360 actually sold only about 3,000 items. So, yes, Microsoft being owned in Japan. Yes.
It's about time.
It's always a good thing. You can't actually get very many good games, in my opinion, for the Xbox 360 right now. So.
Well, it's also fairly new, I mean, they don't have a lot out
yet. Such an appalling accent. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. See, she's not really from England at all, or that surrounding area. She's a Texas girl.
Yes, I picked up this accent somewhere along the border of England and the countries that surround it. I wouldn't know the names of the countries that surround England because I am from Texas. I'm so offensive. But, didn't you want to talk about the revolution?
Tisk, tisk.
Because you were quite excited about the revolution.
Alright.
I can't think of the word, and it's driving me mad now. Sorry.
Well, everybody forgive the technical issues and the cutout and everything, because we're just not set up. Ever.
Yes, if somebody can actually think of the word that I was trying to use to describe the consoles in a marketing term, could you just email me at saturnine@gmail.com because it's driving me mad.
She is
sorry.
Mad. Anyway.
So I am mad, yes. I'm sorry about that.
So, let's hear. You mentioned the revolution.
The revolution.
The revolution. Yes. It is actually the revolution. First of all, I want to mention the remote, the controller. Have you seen pictures of this thing?
Oh my god, it's so sexy.
I don't know what to think about it.
It's fantastic. Well, if you think they're releasing the new Legend of Zelda game soon for the GameCube,
right.
They're actually going to, you can actually play all your Nintendo games on the Revolution as well.
Right.
And if you think, Legend of Zelda uses not only boomerangs and bows and arrows, but it uses swords.
And you could use the sword as the sword thing, or the remote.
The sword as the sword thing.
That part's cool.
That part is very cool.
I don't know about the shape of the controller, but then again, people kind of said the same thing when they came out with the D-pad and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
If you look back into it, Nintendo has been the one who has revolutionized each and every new object. Like, aside from the joystick, that was Atari or whoever.
You know, I was never a big fan of the joystick on console gaming.
Me neither. But, I mean, like, they came out with the D-pad, then they came out with multiple buttons, then they came up with, like, the buttons on the top. And all sorts of different things.
Yeah.
And they were also the first one to feature the rumble feature.
The rumble features.
which is, like, standard in everything now.
Yeah. You know, for a girl, the rumble feature is absolutely fantastic. But,
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, why?
Well, you know, it's very stimulating.
But, mentally, I'm sure.
Yes, very mentally stimulating. It's quite awesome. But with the controller, I think what they've said is that with the Revolution, they're trying to reach sort of an average person rather than an average gamer. So they're trying to make, in making it look like a TV remote, they're trying to reach the average person that's quite intimidated by gaming. But
right. Yes. That kind of makes sense.
I just want to use it as a sword, really. So. I'd be quite actually interested to see somebody that studies, you know, sword work, aijutsu, that kind of thing, use it as a sword, and see how, and see how their movements actually translate into a game. That would be awesome. But they've not really released any of the specifications of the Revolution, as far as I know, anyway.
I haven't heard anything about that yet.
No.
But one cool thing I do like. I think, hands down, my favorite feature. They're going to make most, if not all, of the games for the previous console, Nintendo consoles,
yes,
available for download.
Yes.
For a small fee a month. I don't remember what it is. But
that's going
to I would
to
so
be...
pay that.
Oh, yes. Isn't it like something like 20 cents per game or something like that?
I don't know. I thought it was like a monthly thing, but I haven't seen
I don't
the
know.
Specifics.
I've not really heard too much about that recently, but it does sound quite fantastic. It's going to be everything right back to the NES, so...
Which is, with the exception of the Revolution, possibly, the best system ever.
I'm just wondering whether they're going to make every single game released worldwide available worldwide. So, like, you could play the Japanese versions of certain games.
Hmm.
Or whether it's just going to be a regional thing.
I'm sure it's going to have a hard drive and everything, so it's going to be basically just like a computer. So
yeah.
I'm sure somebody's going to come out with a hack if
do
regional stuff to where you can go and be like, hey, Japanese server, I want that game.
Yeah, I mean, it might just
I want
be
that Gundam game or whatever.
Well, I mean, have you used licksang.com?
I've never even heard of it.
It's basically where you can get import games. It's pretty good for us in the UK because we get games so late. But that's where I bought my DS from. But they have kind of, the way they set it out is that they have, like, obviously the sidebar with all the different consoles, and then underneath they have, like, the Japanese releases of it, the American releases of it, and you can pick whatever you want. So I was thinking maybe they'll have, like, an online service like that or something. I don't know, but it's pretty good. I am quite looking forward to it.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. So yes, games are cool.
Games are awesome. I just can't.
Games are elite.
Games are soul-consuming. I just cannot stop playing Animal Crossing right now.
I bet you I could.
I bet you couldn't.
I bet you I could.
Well, you'd have to have a DS first.
Therein lies the problem.
They're not that expensive, really.
Well, more money than I have. I have, like, $50 to my name.
You need to start working that job of yours.
As soon as I do, I will have more money.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Yes.
All will be right with the world.
Indeed, indeed. Yes. But let's move along to this week's weird news.
Weird news.
Yes. I'm just going to go ahead and read this because I don't feel like doing the whole gist because it's not going to be...
No.
Anyway, so former Major League Baseball All-Star Darren Dalton, who's 44 years old, told the Philadelphia News in February that in retirement he understands... dimensions of reality that few of his fellow Earthlings know. He first experienced his extraordinary power after delivering a game-winning hit in the 90s and breaking into tears after the game, discovering that, quote, I didn't hit that ball. Something happened, but it wasn't me, end quote. Later, Dalton said he was awakened to realms beyond those covered by the five senses. Things will become clear on December 12th, 2012, at 11:11 a.m. GMT, he said, because that's when the world will end.
So the world will end in London.
Well, not necessarily in London, but it'll be using your time.
So maybe we should just keep turning the clocks back.
It works for me.
Sounds a bit like Scientology, which has been quite...
I don't really know much about them.
Well, it's...
But it has been...
It has. It's been sort of rampant across the internet recently. Thank you, Tom Cruise, and your craziness. He is quite disturbing.
Yeah. But I watched Minority Report last night, so I was happy.
Is that actually a good movie? Because...
I thought it was a very good movie. But then again, I was going in between that and The Fifth Element, which was also...
No, that movie is a very good movie. Anything that's involving Luc Besson is fantastic. So... Yes. But that's quite disturbing. Has he actually received any medical treatment, this Darren Dalton?
I'm going to assume. No. That's all the information I have right there. I thought it was kind of funny, but I think he's kind of...
Yes,
cool.
Just a bit.
Insane in the membrane.
Yes. Well, I suppose he's done his social duty in being a Major League Baseball All-Star. Whatever that means.
This is true. That means he plays baseball professionally. And if you were in America, you would understand why.
Yes, but
that's cool.
What does all-star mean? Why is it any different from being an average Major League Baseball star?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I used to be the baseball
fan.
But then I moved out of St. Louis.
Oh, okay. So. I have heard of St. Louis in relation to...
St. Louis is the best town in America.
Oh, okay. Is that because of the baseball, or...?
No, just because it's the best town in America. Oh. It's where I grew up.
Memories.
Ha ha.
But yes. Did you actually, on the note of crazy people in Scientology, did you actually catch that South Park episode where they killed off Chef? At all.
I read about it. I didn't manage to catch it, though.
It was quite good.
I should legally...
You should. You should.
Because I wouldn't download a TV show.
Last time I checked, it was actually on YouTube, but I would imagine they've taken it down now because they are cracking down on illegal stuff.
Well, I don't know. They have a lot of, Trick of the Mind.
Yes. They're a mysterious site, actually. They've recently limited the uploaded file length things to 10 minutes, so you can't really have whole shows on it anymore.
Hmm. Okay, well, I knew before it was 100 megabytes.
They're keeping that, but it has to be 10 minutes or less now. But they seem to have kept the old files that exceed that length, which is quite good, because I do not know what I would do without the Chris Rock clips.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
So, yes. What were we talking about next?
Yep. Next, we are going on to the main...
Topica. Have you got any special music for that? Oh, dear. See what happens when I have expectations.
I can do a sound. I can do a sound.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah, or I could even hold on, let me see what I've got here. I can do some really ghetto sounding stuff. What do I have? What do I have? Let's go with No. That's not that, no. No. Come on. I've got to have some good music on here. Where's that, though?
This is what happens when Berserk leaves you. Poor Shader.
I know. I just, like, die. Okay. Here, nope. I guess this is a good enough one. Oh, okay, maybe not. That's just really high-pitched screech.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so no music.
Yay!
All right, main topic, social networking. All right. So, what is a social network? It is a network, or a network, wow. A network full of people who socialize.
That's kind
and,
of...
Yes.
Yay!
Show's over, let's go home.
No, a social network's a little bit more broader than that. Because it's sort of... With the exception of kind of like... sites like MySpace. These days, doesn't it? So,
those are... when. Right, when you think social networking, MySpace
yes.
is typically...
everybody has a MySpace.
First.
Yes.
And if you don't...
don't get one.
Good for you.
Because you don't need one.
Don't fall.
I have one and I regret every second of it. Because I can now see that I socialize with 44 people online. And I don't really know any of them. But...
hey, well, what about those people who have, like, 8,000 people?
I think that's what we call attention whores here on the internet. They're kind of always really sort of unremarkable people. I mean, if I saw them in the street... have you heard of Jeffree Star? This might be a bit out of the geek thing, but Jeffree Star is this sort of... If you Googled him, you would find him. He's kind of this sort of drag queen wannabe, and he's... I think the only thing that he does is he puts on too much makeup and he calls everybody cunts. Are we allowed to say that word here? It's quite offensive. Okay. Well, he calls everybody cunts. And that's all he does. And apparently he's this big famous person and he was once Kelly Osbourne's, you know, the daughter of Ozzy Osbourne. He was once Kelly Osbourne's personal assistant and that's pretty much all he does, but he's internet famous now. Thanks to MySpace.
Well, I see a picture of him and
repulsive. And I would like to spread the word that he's repulsive because he is repulsive. But MySpace is sort of making useless people famous, which is a bad thing.
Woo-ha.
It's a bad thing. Nobody needs to see useless people getting famous, and it's just sort of another symptom of this sick society that we live in.
Well, I mean...
yes.
Me and Berserk are famous.
You are useful and lovely.
Useful,
and
you see.
Well, not cute, but lovely. Okay, yes, you're cute.
Well, I am.
Berserk's
come
hardcore.
On. There we go. There you go, see? All right, so... along the lines of social network sites that don't really have a purpose other than getting attention, you've also got a somewhat new one on the scene. I'm sure you've seen the ads around. Newgrounds has ads.
Tagworld.
Constantly.
Ah, I just worked out where I've seen them before. You know the whole snakes on a plane phenomenon? That's very awesome. And we won't go into it today. But they have a competition on right now for people to record music, and the winner of the music competition will actually get their song put on the soundtrack of Snakes on a Plane. And that's all I know about Tag World. So, I think so.
Tag World has the
I could be wrong, but that's all I know about them. Oh, what is it?
Oh, well, basically, it's another MySpace, basically. Just, it looks different, and once you log in, it's really hard to customize your
and stupid.
Own little page, which is pathetic. Yeah. Then, on top of that, you've got
isn't
Friendster,
that kind of
which is for an older crowd.
Isn't it kind of dead now, though, Friendster? Wasn't Friendster pre-MySpace, and then MySpace boom?
Friendster was pre-MySpace.
It is.
However, it is still active.
Yeah.
But I don't know
how.
Because
it kind of MySpace kind of rose up and devoured Friendster and then pooped it out. And Friendster's still working on invite-only basis.
No.
See, yeah, lame.
You can go sign up.
Well, not.
Yep. Then. Another one that seems to be getting pretty big, I learned about it a couple weeks ago, is Facebook, which is for college students. And being that I'm not a college student, I didn't really know about it. But I saw it mentioned, and I was like, hey, I should go sign up for another one. And I was like, oh,
you don't have an education.
I can't.
Denied. Yeah. Isn't, I think there's a UK one or something similar called Bebo. And I'm just sort of... There's just too many of them now. It's just kind of...
Yeah, there's... There are...
Yes.
The pointless ones there are way too many of. I mean... If no. you're looking to start a social network site, don't even
yes.
think about it. Make sure you have one that has a point to it, because otherwise you're just going to be
yes.
eaten up alive by MySpace, and it's not even worth a shot. So, I mean, if you can manage to outdo MySpace,
yes.
I'll go with you and say that I supported you all along.
Me too. See, the important thing about these sites, they've got to have content. And when the content's really just a bunch of strangers posting pictures of their boobs and faces, and... 13-year-olds are getting in on it. It's not really very fun. But my favourite ones at the moment are... most people will probably know 43things.com. You knew about them when I mentioned it to them. And...
Definitely, yes.
Well, they've been buying up a bunch of similar sites over the last year or so. And my favourite right now is allconsuming.net, which is basically... you know, at the end of the year, when everybody writes their annoying list of their favourite things that they've done during the year, and, no, we don't do that, but, you know, people on the internet, they do stuff like that, and you have to sit through it at the end of the year, and it's very boring, and then you think, what have I read this year, and that kind of thing. It's kind of like a really good organising tool for charting what you've done through the year, what you've read, what you've watched, what you've listened to. And I signed up to it about a year ago. And so I've got sort of a great long list of all the movies that I've watched, all the books that I've read. They've now put in recently eating and drinking, so, you know, nice little food fads. Everything's sort of documented. And then the most recent feature that they put in is that you can ask for suggestions from fellow users on the site. So you say, okay, well, I'm looking for this kind of movie, you recommend it to me, and then people recommend it to you, and then you've got the choice of taking them up on it or not. And that's the social aspect, which I think is quite good. It's not sort of... It is very cool.
That does
and
make
I've
sense. That is
been telling
cool.
a lot of my friends about it, but people don't seem to be taking it very seriously right now. And I think it's one of those slow burners. Yeah, I'm very unpopular. Nobody
they just
likes
don't
me.
Like it.
But that's okay, you know.
Nobody likes me.
Yeah, that's okay, because I actually have ops in an IRC channel, so I can just kick out people that I don't like and ban them. And ban them and their IP and everything. So. Exactly.
Those
at least in one... Yes. Anyway, so that's my favourite social, allconsuming.net.
Yes.
It's
so
part of the robot co-op thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm going to back up a second. 43 things. It's kind of similar, but it's... I don't know why they chose the number 43. I guess it just sounds like a good number or something. But basically... you can go on there and you create a profile, and you'll have all these different things that you want to do. Then you can post, like, if you've done it, you can put, like, I've done this, and then post a comment, like, what you thought about it, da-da-da-da-da. Or, like, if it was worth doing, if it wasn't worth doing, how good it is, whether you would recommend it to other people, all this other kind of different stuff. And like she said, that is part of the network. They've got 43
places.
40, there's a bunch of
43. And the last
whatever.
One that they bought up was listsofbests.com, which links... I mean, if you once you've signed up to one site, you can sign... You automatically got an account with the rest of them, so it's only one sign-up process. They're integrating them all, so...
Which is cool.
You know, you've got sort of a list of everything on each site.
Excuse me. Yes, definitely. So, I do use 43 things, and I like it quite a bit. And if you're looking for something to remind you to do stuff, it's also very nice. Because I've been trying to drink a lot more water lately. And I'll get an email every day, drink more water, drink more water.
It's quite annoying,
water, drink
but...
more water. So I'm like, I'll go get a cup now.
Yeah, it does remind you, and that's good. And I've not actually had any of their emails disappear or anything, so... Yes. Yes.
Yeah, me either. I've been getting them every day. Like 2 months now.
You have a... Yeah, see, now you're talking about things that I don't know about.
Tribes after that.
That would be cool.
Okay, well, why don't I talk about tribes for a second? Neat. Okay, tribes, I believe, is tribes.com. Let me double check that. Of course, my network's not going to cooperate.
No, that is,
yeah.
What is that?
That's not it.
Schools?
It's a learning community.
It looks like tribes.com looks like it's based in Wisconsin. Yeah.
No. I've got this bookmarked somewhere in here. Tribes Social Network. Wow.
That's okay.
I am so not prepared for this.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Tribe. It's just tribe. Okay, tribe.net.
.net domains are awesome.
I knew that.
I just like to say.
Okay. Right. Yes. All right, so,
Hey.
Tribe.net. Hmm.
So it does.
And it will take you to your city. Yes, which is cool. So, tribes in your area, things to do, places to go, people to meet. So basically you form little quote-unquote tribes, I guess you could call them little cliques of people that share similar interests. And, I mean, frankly, it's not my favorite site in the world, but
I'm just thinking, I wonder how many people from Bristol are actually on this site, because I think there are only about 4 people from Bristol on the entire internet, so... So it'd probably just be me.
Well, the one that is connecting to near me is saying there's 171. So, you open it up.
Oh, okay, 7,646. I bet that's just for the UK. No, it's just United Kingdom.
Well, does it say Bristol
doesn't really exist
up at the top?
Well, though we did recently get a Craigslist, so that's quite cool.
Oh, okay. Well, possibly then.
Hmm.
That's good. But yes, so basically, like I said, you'll create a tribe or you'll join a tribe and you talk to people. So
it's a very well-designed site.
Have similar interests.
It looks quite good.
Pretty much.
Which makes a difference from MySpace. Definitely. The horrible, horrible abortion that is MySpace.
Yes. So, what? You know what? I'm going to let you talk about YouTube real quick. I have to take a potty break really bad. I wasn't about him beforehand, so I wouldn't have to do this.
Okay, so...
But you talk about YouTube, I'll be right back.
The latest internet, I don't know, fad. And it's one of those things that I find myself doing on a Sunday afternoon when I have nothing to do and I have people in IRC that need entertaining. If you've not seen it already... You should really get off the internet and never return. But it's basically a place where you upload videos that you enjoy and share them with your friends. I mean, they give you codes so that you can post them on your blog or on your site or whatever, or you can just hot link to them. The good thing about YouTube is that the videos, unlike most other websites, they're all in Shockwave, so pretty much everybody with every browser, with every OS, you can use them, you can access them. You don't have to download or install anything to. And funnily enough, as I'm accessing this, as I'm trying to talk about it, it's down, and there's a very nice man looking at self-assembly flat-pack furniture diagrams. So, okay, so it's down, and I have nothing that I can think about to speak about. But, up until recently... you might know that YouTube, they were hosting all kinds of sites from TV and TV, movies, that kind of thing. Just fun little clips that people were sharing with their friends. And then NBC in particular started cease and desisting them and being quite unpalatable. And yeah, they weren't being too great about it. So recently YouTube have had to change their standard guidelines. So now you can't have it. I mean, I said before, you can't have any clips past 10 minutes. They're taking down anything that gets flagged as being illegal, and whoever's flagging them should be kicked in the balls, because it's no fun. So there's been a crackdown, but it's more of a compromise than say, when... What is Shader doing? Than when, say, Supernova went down and never came back and had to be fractured off and everything. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool site. You get to comment on everybody else's videos. You get to share them with your friends. It's quite cool. Shader, are you there? Or are you still pooping? Are you still pooping? So, yeah, it's down right now, which is quite unusual. I don't know whether they're updating or... They're saying that they're rolling out new changes, but, you know, when sites go down, that could mean anything. It might just be something to the back end or the front end. One of the things that I like about YouTube is that, aside from the comments, me and Shader, we were talking about it earlier, I think, not actually when we were recording, but the comments aren't too great. We theorise that the more people below the crust of the earth have actually got internet access, and they somehow come and post awfully retarded racist comments on YouTube, but the good thing about it is that you do actually get to upload your own stuff, and I'm completely repeating myself here. You get to upload your own stuff and bookmark your favourite videos. And I'm not actually sure, because I can't actually check right now, I don't know whether your favourite folder is actually bookmarkable, so you can maybe offer RSS feed of your favourite videos. But that would be cool. If they've not done that now, they should do it. They should introduce it as a feature, because, I mean, one of the things recently over the last, I'd say, 6 months or so, you've really sort of seen a change in sites making RSS and feeds available so that everybody can access their content from different... Oh, he's back! Shader! Damn it! I can't speak for this long.
I'll be back in a second.
Let me just pause it,
okay?
So...
Okay, sorry, everybody. Again. Alright, so I'm back. I had to say goodbye to my grandparents.
While I was actually killing myself, the point that I got to was...
Anywho.
I was saying how more things should be bookmarkable, as in, like, lists of your favourite videos on YouTube, that kind of thing, and how we've seen sort of more sites using RSS now.
Right.
And then I died a death. RSS is brilliant, and it also sounds a bit like arse, and that's quite fun.
Yes, RSS is good. Again, something we don't say here, so...
Speaking of English...
You and your English comedy.
Speaking of English comedy, have you actually seen Doctor Who at all, the new series? You haven't. Well, you should. Well, you should, damn
no,
it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Apparently it's airing Friday night on the Sci-Fi Channel, so... Thank you.
Okay.
Yay!
Well, Friday night, I'll watch out. Because I won't be wearing it Friday night, so... Wonderful. Okay, so, next... next, I guess, we'll talk about Shadows, which is... kind of like 43 Things or All Consuming.
Oh,
whatever,
cool. I've not heard of this one.
Your favorite web pages, basically. Which is really cool. It's really cool. I saw a Google ad for it about 10 minutes before the show, actually.
What's the URL?
So I haven't used it either. But it looks really neat. Basically, you'll tag your favorite web page.
It kind of reminds me of
Delicious,
though.
And then people
will
rate it and put comments about it and everything.
But more...
So...
I'm cooler than you.
Sorta.
So it's like the MySpace of Delicious.
Basically.
And what's the address for this site, Young Shader?
Yes.
Which is very amusing, as I'm about a year older than you, I
old
think.
Natalie.
Yes, all the wrinkles that I bear on my face.
You old fart.
Hmm. It is taking a while to load. No, my internet is better than your internet. I will have you know. It's 1 megabyte, damn it. And I have 1 gigabyte of RAM.
Huh?
And
what?
That's fine. It's all I can afford.
That's not much.
Do you have
at
any
all.
Idea how expensive internet is in this country? They rip us off. Well, I pay like my internet connection. If I didn't get a reduction thanks to having the telephone with it, I would be paying about £30. No, that's in Canadian money. It's about $50.
Which is like $70. $80.
Oh, okay, fine. I won't complain. It's still extraordinarily expensive.
Don't complain.
I want to be back in the day when I would pay £15 for it. So yes. Hey, so Shadows has actual screenshots of the sites and everything. That's kind of cool. Yeah. I'm just looking at it now.
They do. Cool, huh?
It's, I don't think I'd actually use this site myself, but if you're kind of like a web design geek, which I pretend to be, it would be quite good for just sort of checking out what's going on with people's favourite sites and what's working and what's not working. Because I sure as hell don't see MySpace bookmarked here.
Indeed.
I find it. MySpace, I think, is one of those web addresses
MySpace.
That you just don't forget. Much like. Okay, fine. Well, there are stupid people out there.
Right. Hey, look.
You know, that was the perfect.
Bookmarks.
So, is that underfire.org actually anywhere?
It was first bookmarked by
there?
Ella. Not that I know,
but it's not.
Under Fire
nope.
Radio.
I would imagine that it's not, because even...
What was that?
So, yeah... Yay!
Technical
so
troubles
are we talking about?
All around. Oh, yeah.
No. Zippers. Shadows.com. Okay.
Zippers.
Oh.
Shadows.com.
Somebody
okay.
should put it on there.
So Under Fire doesn't seem to be on there. But.
Yes.
Anyway. Definitely. Somebody should put it on there for us so we don't have to. The next one on the list I must have been mistaken about because I can't find it. Anyway. So let's move on to Couch Surfing.
Is that the TV one?
I believe it's couchsurfing.com or something.
I do not know what this one is either.
No, it's not.
I hope so.
Well, this one is actually really cool. Basically, you sign up and you can offer your couch for people to stay on, or a spare bedroom or what have you, a floor to stay on or to come over and have coffee. Basically, whatever. Let me go ahead and read what is Couchsurfing. Couchsurfing.com helps you make connections worldwide. You can use the network to meet people and then go and surf other members' couches. When you surf a couch, you are a guest at someone's house. They will provide you with some sort of accommodation, a penthouse apartment, or maybe a backyard to pitch your tent in. Stays can be as short as a cup of coffee, a night or two, or even a few months or more.
That's
when
you
offer
my
your couch,
kind
you have complete
of site.
Control of who visits. The possibilities are endless and completely up to you. Yes, so if you're looking to do any kind of traveling for cheap, for instance, if you were to backpack through some unknown country that is known on the internet, but unknown to you.
I wish I'd known about this when I got stuck in Atlanta Airport for 20 hours last November.
Which would be really cool. So.
I know, but I didn't know that when I was in
Hey, I'm
November.
Telling you, I've
been in there in November, and it was
within hours.
And I was just slightly mentally deranged at that point. But there's a lot of people across the world offering couches. I'm trying to work out what are these random islands off the side of America about? Yes.
There are 11,911 cities represented.
Well, the right would be the rest of the world.
The left,
you know, the ones. What, the top one and the bottom one?
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Let me zoom in.
Is Hawaii that big? I really suck at geography.
Seen, like, up by Alaska and then Hawaii.
Anyway, there's lots of islands across the world that are offering couches to stay.
Yes.
And that's kind of cool.
Yes, it is really that big.
And all across Europe. And even, and funnily enough, even in the Shetland
Including
Islands and the Outer
New
Hebrides
Zealand.
In above Scotland, which is actually a place I'd like to visit. Oh, see now, that's pretty
and
cool.
Believe it or not, even in Japan.
And also up in, is that Siberia or?
There's three spots.
Russia, there's quite a few in Russia.
And some in Iceland.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool.
Most of that's Russia.
Yes.
Probably.
Quite a cool sight.
But yeah, so check it out. Couchsurfing.com is the website for that. What's next? We've got Prosper, which was mentioned in the last episode with Adam from Geek Love Radio. Basically, you can go on and you can offer up some money for a loan. I'm not exactly sure the exact process as to how you get your money back or whatever. You'd want to check into that, obviously, before lending out your money. But I'm sure there's got to be, you get some money back or something, obviously. But basically, you can put on there what you are wanting to do with the money, and you can try and get a loan. It'll do a free credit check and all that stuff. If you want more details on it, go ahead and listen to the last episode with Adam on making money online.
Would that be?
Again, that's prosper.com. Then the last one
not particularly. I mean, all consuming is like the best one that I've come across.
Felt like talking about.
I'm just taking a look. Oh, have you actually checked out last.fm at any point? Last.fm. It's basically. It is a social music revolution.
What is it?
Basically, a lot of people might have heard of Pandora as well, but I haven't used that site. Basically, you sign up to last.fm, and you download a plugin for your player. I would imagine that a lot of people are using something like, I don't know, Winamp or whatever you use on Linux. But it's got Linux and yes. That would be the one. It's got plugins for all kinds of music players. You download the plugin, and the plugin
XMS.
Transmits what you play, your playlist, to your profile on the website. And then you get like a nice little overview of what you're playing. So you get like, I don't know, your most popular song. Your top artists. Let me have a look. Top artists overall. So I've been using this for a couple of months, and my top artist is Nine Inch Nails. Because, well, I listen to a lot of Nine Inch Nails. And you can also join. You can tag your music, but you know everything's using tagging these days. Your friends can leave comments
Pervert.
In a little shout box on the side. You have a little friends list, so you can check out what your friends are listening to. And you can join groups. So there's a Nine Inch Nails group that I belong to. And you can sort of have, there's a little forum there where you can chat about things that are related to Nine Inch Nails. So people are talking about gigs and or concerts, as you call it in America, or and they're doing a music quiz, that kind of thing. You get to see what other Nine Inch Nails fans are listening to. We have a little group for our IRC room, which is ETS, and so we're getting a good overview of what we're all listening to, which actually seems to be, funnily enough, Nine Inch Nails. And yeah, it's just a pretty good site. It's very, very easy to use. Pretty much anybody can use it. And yes, last.fm for your music listening habits. Shada, any thoughts?
Ooh-ha. Not off the top of my head, but this.
Yeah, what kinds of what other
using this. However,
music players do they support? Because I forget.
Oh wait, yes, they do have FUBAR 2000 on here. Woohoo! I should do this. Well, for Windows, it looks like they support Winamp, iTunes, Media Player, Yahoo Music Engine, Yahoo Launchcast, FUBAR 2000, which, by the way, is the best music player for Windows.
So it's quite a
QCD,
wide variety.
J River Media Center, Album Player, and MP3 Toys. Yes. And they have Linux, Apple, Mac OS X, FreeBSD, some form of a hardware device, and an exotic platform. I don't know what that means. But exotic is capitalized with an E. So I'm
maybe somebody invented an OS and we didn't all notice.
Let's Google that. Exotic.
You sound like a... See, I work in a call center, and you actually sound like a lot of the
possible
elderly gentlemen that I sometimes speak to with that accent. Very posh. That's very creepy.
If it helps at all, I just found the lingerie blog.
Oh, I hate sex blogs, actually, on that topic. Yes, I'm not a big fan of them.
Panties.com.
They're always really badly written and usually about some woman being whore, and it's just quite distasteful.
Tisk, tisk.
Power to the women. Much ignored underclass on the internet.
Power to the women.
Yes, and I'm single.
Totally. See, I mean, we've got a geek here right now that is a female. See, they do exist.
Well,
they
I'm very painfully guys. Single. Oh, yes, Shada, well, you know, I do have a secret crush on
that's
you.
Twice she has stressed that. I think I might have to take a whack at this.
Yes, you are not socially repulsive.
Oh, I feel so much better now. It's like a weight has been lifted. Yes!
Yes.
Yes. Okay, alright, so. I think we're about
I have nobody to shout out to. I suppose
hour.
I should
so
give a shout out to my people, my underlings,
so,
on ETS, which is on irc.nintelligent.net server. And they are fabulous. And if you want to have a chat to me, I am in there, and I op under my screen name of Saturnine. And yes, I shout out to all of them, and that's it, really. So, oh, I know what I should actually say is Andreas, the chap that you mentioned on last week's show. He
Ooh.
Will be. Yes, he will be providing music at some point. He said that he'll be recording with his awesome
yes.
rapper friend.
His links.
Who I cannot remember his name of. But his websites, he can be found on MySpace, but his websites are intelligentpushing.com and avsi.dk. And you can find those thingies on MySpace as well, and you can listen to his music and send him a message, and he is awesome. So that's it.
Yes. And he guarantees me that it's going to be the coolest song I've ever heard. So, we're looking forward to
it. Yay!
So, okay, let's hear.
Who it has been a pleasure.
Andreas, of course. To my friend Natalie here for joining
us. Yes, really,
us
we are having sex right now.
Yeah, more than some people know. Yes, you see, I'm
carry
actually
on.
In the UK visiting right now, believe it or not. I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm in Texas visiting. Okay, all right. I wonder if people will like listening to us flirt. Okay, anyway. And to anybody else who's listening, email us at radio@underfire.org if you have any hate mail or any non-hate mail or any spam.
Saturnine@gmail.com.
So go ahead, radio@underfire.org.
Brilliant.
If anybody wants to email
Yay.
Natalie here, where can they reach
I like
you?
Email. No pictures, though.
So, definitely email us, guys, and let us know.
Yes, it won't work.
Email is good. Aww.
That's it.
And no ads, because she has that ad blocker.
Bye.